When he was 15 years old, already balding, thin, basketball-etched frame, continuously, nervously banging against a box only he could see, my friend Frank robbed a Kentucky Fried Chicken with a fork. He courted the girl that worked down her off time. Her girlfriends thought she was way off. To go out with a boy that talked like an electric circuit. They had it all worked out, except she must have got cold feet on the day of the robbery because she called in sick. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the 85-degree blue-collar melancholy sun, disguised in his brother's red and yellow striped wool ski mask, armed with a stainless steel fork and 15 years of Catholic Italian longings, Frank ran into the Kentucky Fried Chicken in the corner of Butternut and Lodi, and finding no one behind the counter, yelled to the two people sitting at the booth, eating their original recipe breasts, "Everybody hit the deck!" And they looked up at him and they laughed. Manager sauntered oh too casually out from the back room, and Frank screamed again, this time slamming his fork down so hard on the counter that he cut his own hand. And the three people saw the blood and the unrelenting fierceness and the eyes behind the ski mask, and they knew he was serious. Through the dusty and streaked plate glass window, passerbys could easily have witnessed three people huddled on the ground in a masked Frank, forked, gripped in midair as he jammed down the register button, grabbed $214 and fled. First time he told me this story was 15 years later on a blustery evening. We were broke down in the sub-zero snow this side of the Canadian border. That lonely orange U-Haul squeaking with every jet of northern icy wind provided a refuge in its cab for 8 hours. Me and Frank in the front sharing cigarettes and litter end butts and flannel shirts that had been discarded in earlier months, summer days. Come on, you snakes, the sun had called. Shed those skins to lie forgotten behind the seats, now taken out and used as blankets and stuffed into door cracks to guard against the razor chill. After a few hours in the boredom peaked, and the conversation snowballed and turned heated and sillier and confessional and redeeming. And Frank told me about his Italian grandmother, how she'd stared at his carved body, every inch of which was covered with a thick rug-like hair. And she'd shake her said Sicilian serious, and she'd moan in broken English, "Blood of the wolf, blood of the wolf." In that truck, Frank Dubaga's head howled with laughter. Then he told me how he robbed a Kentucky Fried Chicken with a fork and ice cream with laughter. A fork! A fucking fork, so hard I actually got warm for a few minutes. When they found us 8 blue bone cold chill hours later, I was half asleep. But Frank was still doing imitations of his boyhood hero, AC/DC's Bon Scott, yelling, "And they made it out with a bullet in the back!" Across the Canadian snow. That was 8 years ago. Frank drives for somebody else. I moved to Texas. We couldn't make a go of our business in upstate New York, and the bank repossessed our truck. Last night when I was headed to the CD player, I thought I heard that truck outside beeping. I rode in that truck for half a decade. I'd know the sound of it and Frank's loud, impatient black coffee and V8 juice horn blast, and I was ready to ride. But when I went to the window, there was no truck. And as my eyes scanned the Texas horizon, I thought I saw running behind the trees a boy. He was wearing a ski mask. He was holding a fork.